And we're back here for the second boys game of the night, semifinal action between Knox County and Canton. And tonight's game is being brought to you by these Knox County sponsors. They include the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahokia, Cardwell Lumber Company Incorporated south of Edina, the Citizens Bank of Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Health Department Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services, and the Farm Shop in Edina. It's 7:25, our current temperature of 21 degrees. We're going to go back to Queen City, Missouri for the broadcast. Here's Andy Middleton.
Right you are, and thanks very much, Dave Bowden from Schuyler County R1 in Queen City. Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. It's the second boys semifinal of the night, and Knox County Eagle basketball is on the air. Knox County, the number 2 seed in this tournament, they got a first round bye, along with Putnam County. The bye for Putnam didn't affect the Midgets too much. They thumped Princeton just a little while ago, 70-34. Canton with the biggest upset of the tournament, a 69-67 overtime win over number 3 seed Schuyler County. Dad said 23 threes made in that game. Schuyler County shot 50%. Canton shot 60% from 3. And they're going to have an effort like that tonight if they want to take down Knox County. The Eagles come in with a record of 14-10. Canton, 8-16. Let's take a look at starting lineups. First of all, with the Canton Tigers, they go with Zach Sparrow. He's a sophomore. Brady Hoeing is a senior. Dalton Burhorst, a senior. Preston Brewer, a freshman. And Kyle Frazier, the big guy, he is a junior. Again, Canton, 8-16. They are coached by Ron Curtis. The Knox County Eagles, the usual suspects, Jacob Becker, he's a senior. Branson Miller, a senior. Braden Miller, a senior. Tanner Gillespie, a senior. And Nelson Schenkel, a sophomore. The Eagles, 14-10. They are coached by Nathan Miller. So the teams are being introduced. The winner of this game heads to the ship tomorrow afternoon, to take on top-seeded Putnam County for the district marbles. Tip-off set for 2 o'clock. Girls' championship already set. Top two seeds in both state ranks. Scotland County, the top seed. The Lady Tigers take on the Lady Rams, the number 2 seed, tomorrow at noon for the district marbles. And Dad will be over here with both of those games. It's going to be Frazier to jump center against Jacob Beckner. Sit back, relax, enjoy Knox County Eagle basketball on KMEM. As we're waiting, we got a little more brooming to do. And there you have it. All right. We have a ball. Ball goes up, controlled in the backcourt by Canton. Burhorst with it. Knox County goes man-to-man. Burhorst guarded by Gillespie. Now wing for Sparrow. They got into the paint for Frazier. He's going to kick it out. And I'll tell you, these Tigers don't hold on to the ball very long. Hoeing with the top of the key. Now 15-footer on the way. Preston Brewer goes down. Canton draws first blood. 2-0 just the start of this one. The other way is Branson Miller. Brings it to the right side. And he has to skip pass it for Braden Miller on the left wing along the left baseline. That was Schenkel. His 8-footer wouldn't go. Becker had the rebound. His putback wouldn't go, and Canton the other way in a hurry. Sparrow between the two circles. He'll take it to the right wing. Now bring it back between the two circles. Give it up Burhorst. Burhorst the right wing. And now Hoeing, 3-pointer on the way, left it short. Frazier with a rebound, turn around, put it back up, wouldn't go, drew the foul. He'll shoot a pair. The foul is going to be on Jacob Becker, his first, team's first. Kyle Frazier will shoot a pair, first one up, rims out. Frazier. Second free throw on the way. Got that one. First point of the night for Frazier. It's 3-0 Canton here in the early going. Under 7 to play in the first quarter. Branson Miller across the timeline between the circles. Ball fake. Now picks up his dribble. Get it to Braden on the right side. Braden dribble in. Just about lost the handle on it. Now picks up his dribble. Needs help. Has Branson. Branson. Now Braden. Lob it in Becker. Becker is a block. And he's going to be fouled on the floor. So it'll be out of bounds. The foul was on Preston Brewer, his first team's first. Gillespie to trigger. Looking, now Branson Miller on the right wing. Ball high above his head. One dribble, now Gillespie. At the free throw line for Schinkel, and airmailed it. Oh, no, it was trying to find Beckner at the block, but it was knocked away by one of the Canton Tigers. So now left baseline three from Branson Miller off the front of the rim. Now with a rebound to Sparrow. Outlet to Burhorst. Long pass ahead to Sparrow along the left baseline. And now dribble drive. Hoeing lay it up. Rims out. High for the rebound is Nelson Schinkel. Outlet to Miller. That's Branson. Ahead to Gillespie in the right corner. Get it to Schinkel at the high post. Back to Gillespie in the baseline. And knocked away by Dalton Burhorst. Knox County's ball under their own basket. 6:02 to play in the first quarter. Schinkel to inbound. A bounce pass into Gillespie. He'll get it in the backcourt for Branson Miller. Tried to get Schinkel. Somebody got a hand on it, and it's Canton the other way as Dalton Burhorst to the free throw line. He'll put it up. Partially blocked off the front of the rim. Schinkel out with the rebound. Outlet to Miller. Branson to Braden. Flip block. Lay it up and in. Give the dime to Branson. 2 points for Braden Miller. And it's a one-point Canton lead with the basketball. Pressure by the Eagles. As it's towing, and now ball stolen away by Branson ahead to Braden and poked away from him out of bounds. Stays with the Eagles. Tanner Gillespie to trigger. And official timeout. Jacob Becker needs to tie his shoe. So we'll get that taken care of. So we'll be here, or Dad will be here for both games tomorrow, starting at noon with the girls' championship game, Schuyler County and Scotland County, and followed by the boys' championship game. The winner of this game taking on Putnam County, Schinkel at the left block, got too far underneath, but Frazier actually got a hand on it. Canton the other way, ahead by one, Hoeing, right wing beyond three between the circles for Sparrow. Farrell takes it to the right wing. Now he'll give it up Burhorst. Burhorst top the key. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it. And out with a rebound, Zach Sparrow, and he's going to get fouled. And that's two on Jacob Becker. So into the ballgame comes Kellen Parrish. He's a junior. He's another tree. So Sparrow. And now Hoeing, and now a whistle. And turnover on Canton. Under five to play, 3-2. Canton with the lead, Knox County with the basketball. Gillespie gives it up for Branson Miller. Miller across the timeline, picks up his dribble, gets it to Braden on the right side, back to Branson between the two circles. Now Kellen Parrish on the right wing. Skip pass to Branson. He'll take it to the free throw line. Stop popping there. Too hard off the back iron. Fight for the rebound. And Gillespie comes out of there with it. For Parrish. Now Gillespie between the two circles. Right wing, or left wing for Braden Miller. Gillespie. And now Kellen Parrish at the top of the key. Branson Miller right side. Ball fake. Ball fake. Now Parrish between the circles. He'll take it to the free throw line. Kick it over Gillespie. Left wing three. Too hard. And high for the rebound is Kyle Frazier. The other way goes Hoeing. Pulls up left wing. Now between the circles. Hand off Sparrow. Sparrow will drive the key and give it up to Hoeing. Hoeing drives in. Kicking out to Brewer. Floater in the paint won't go. Put back by Burhorst won't go. And Parrish with a rebound. Branson Miller. Now Parrish from the top of the key. Bullseye. Kellen Parrish drops a three. His first three of the ball game. Knox County by 2, 5-3, 3:37 to play in the first quarter, and now an almost steal by Braden Miller. And ball got past Sparrow and goes out of bounds. Trevor Biggerstaff checks in for Canton. And Brady Hoeing sits down. So Branson Miller will jog it to the timeline. Across timeline, Parrish now at the high post for Schinkel and fired a bullet past Gillespie. Gillespie moved, and I don't think Schinkel was expecting that. So ball back to the Tigers. Biggerstaff and now Burhorse. Back to Biggerstaff. Trying to avoid the trap. Gets it across the timeline to Sparrow. Now three-pointer on the way by Brewer. Pinballs out. A put back by Sparrow is rejected. And I think it was Schinkel got the block. Canton fans wanted a foul, didn't get it. Now Branson Miller, now Parrish at the high post for Schinkel into the corner for Gillespie. Four tried to force one into Schinkel. Picked up by Burhorst to head to Sparrow on the left wing. Now along the baseline, Biggerstaff. Jab step back to Sparrow. Top of the key for Brewer. Got away from him, got it back. Now Sparrow with it between the two circles to the right wing. And lost the handle on the basketball, taken out of there by Branson Miller. Knox County with numbers. Ahead to Braden. Braden fumbled the pass, but saves it inbounds for Schinkel, and Schinkel loses it. Took it right at Frazier. And Schinkel loses it out of bounds. Back into the ball game comes Hoeing, and Jack Sparrow's going to get a breather. So Parrish kicks it in, Schinkel, top of the key, Braden Miller, Branson Miller on the left side, left baseline for Kellen Parrish, back to Branson. And Gillespie at the free throw line over to Braden, he'll try a three-pointer right wing, and missed it. And Parrish and Preston Brewer tie each other up, possession arrow is Canton's. They'll have it trailing two, it's been a low scoring first half, 5-3, a 2-point Knox County lead. Canton with a basketball, Biggerstaff, and stolen away by Branson Miller. Left block, lay it up, got it. 2 points for Branson Miller. 7-3, under two to play. Hoeing across the timeline for Brewer. Brewer left wing, left block. Dump it in for Frazier off glass too hard. And Schinkel out with a rebound. He's going to take it coast-to-coast. Goes hard to the basket. Missed the shot. Drew the foul. And Nelson Schinkel will shoot a pair. The foul was on, I believe, Dalton Burhorst. His first team second. I'll tell you, these officials let him play tonight. Schinkel, free throw up. Haven't seen a lot of free throws tonight. He got it. Carter Marble comes in for Knox County. Tanner Gillespie is going to get a seat. Schinkel, second free throw on the way. Missed it too hard off the back iron. Brewer out with a rebound. Outlet to Burhorst. Knox County by five. 1:33 to play in the first quarter. As Hoeing with it on the right side. Now he'll back it out. Get it to Sparrow on the left side. Left wing. Left baseline for Burhorst. 15-footer wouldn't go. And out of there with it comes Marble. Ahead to Braden Miller on the right wing. And dribble drive to the right block. Spin move. Get a Schinkel. 10-footer up. Missed it. Too hard off the back iron. Long rebound. Ran down by Brady Hoeing. And then he's chased down by Branson Miller. Steals it from behind. Branson across the timeline. Bounce past Braden Miller. Right side. Back to Branson. Ball fake. Now dribble in, get it Parrish. He'll try a three-pointer from the right side. Pinball's out. Frazier had the rebound poked away from him by Marble, and they're going to whistle Marble for the personal foul. That's Carter's first, team's third. And Canton basketball out of bounds. 45.3 to play in the first quarter. 8-3 is Knox County's lead. That's Hoeing. Get it to Sparrow, across timeline, Burhorst. Skip pass over to Hoeing, dribble drive along the right baseline, missed it. Schinkel with a rebound, Carter, and now Branson Miller with it. And Branson will bring it up for Knox County. Picks up his dribble, center circle, and fired one to Schinkel. Schinkel, touch pass back, And then Braden airmailed one over Marble's head out of bounds. A little out of sync right now in Knox County. I don't know how many days it's been since they played a game, but I know a lot of times that first round bye is not always the best thing. Didn't seem to affect Putnam County any, but like I say, Knox County just a little out of sync as a shot along the baseline by Burhorse is no good. Marble out with a rebound ahead to Branson. Miller in the paint, put it up and in. Branson Miller took it to the hole. That was at the buzzer. And after one quarter, it's Knox County 10, Canton 3. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The weather is changing, and most all appetites agree great food is close by at the Blue Room Inn Edina. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. This winter, warm up with the Blue Room's daily lunch special Monday through Friday. Dine in or call for takeout, 660-397-2550. Year-round, we're your friendly hometown bar and grill restaurant. Food and fun for you, your family and friends, and proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles. It's the Blue Room in Edina, Missouri.
Happy new tax year. The tax code grew more complicated than ever before in 2021. I'm Bobby D. Clark, certified public accountant, and I'd love the opportunity to help you make sense of those tax law changes. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 or stop by my new office located two blocks west of the four-way stop on West Lafayette Street in Edina. You can also find me on Facebook or at bobbyclark.com.
Welcome back. Schuyler County R1 High School in Queen City, Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. Boys' second semifinal of the night, Knox County Eagle basketball on KMEM. Glad to have you along tonight. I'm Andy Middleton. We come out of the timeout, Knox County with it, and Canton steals it away as Burhorse across the timeline for Hoeing. 10-3 after one quarter. Knox County with the lead. Canton with the basketball as Burhorse left wing beyond three, guarded by Gillespie back into the ball game. Tried to force one to Frazier, stolen away by Schenkel. And did he get fouled or he stepped out of bounds? Stepped out of bounds, gives it right back to the Tigers. So Burhorse inbound to Hoeing. Hoeing across the timeline between the two circles, between the legs dribble. Now Burhorse left wing beyond three. Dribbles right of the block, took it right at Parrish. And they cut him off. And now Hoeing, or Sparrow, three-pointer top of the key, wouldn't go. Branson Miller out with a rebound. Branson out to Gillespie, and now Parrish, right wing. Parrish, dribble drive, shot rejected by Frazier. And Burhorse ahead to Hoeing, waits for his teammate. Sparrow will try another top of the key three, missed it. And Marble with a rebound. And Carter Marble across the timeline for Branson, and Sparrow went for the steal, lost his sneaker, and nice look from Parrish. Left block for Marble, put it up and in. Carter Marble's first two, as Hoeing came out of the sneak. Well, 12-3. Coming into the ball game, Tyler Frazier for Canton, and Preston Brewer will sit down. 6:51 to play in the first half. 12-3. Knox County with the lead, Canton with the basketball. It's Hoeing, Hoeing for Burhorse. Cross the timeline, right wing, Sparrow. Ball fake, now Hoeing top of the key. Between the two circles, works against Braden Miller. And now Burhorse back to Hoeing, Sparrow. A little three-man weave going as Hoeing to the right baseline, guarded by Marble. They'll get it to Sparrow, and Sparrow's going to get bailed out by a foul, I think, on Schenkel. But he was definitely out of control. First on Schenkel, fourth team foul. Canton's ball under their own basket as Dalton Burhorse will trigger. He'll get it in Hoeing. Hoeing, ball fake. Now Sparrow will dribble drive from the left wing, and he walked with it. He got in the paint. And kind of tied himself up and ended up walking with it as Becker comes back in. Good minutes, quality minutes from Carter Marble. He'll sit down. Gillespie to inbound it to Braden Miller. Evidently, Branson's on the bench, too. Now Parrish on the left wing. Now Braden between the circles. Back to Parrish on the left wing. Schenkel at the high post. Kick one over. Gillespie, three-pointer on the way. Air ball up there for the rebound, or the catch, rather, was Parrish. His putback wouldn't go. And out of there with it was Hoeing in a hurry. Coast to coast, missed the layup. And ball batted around and finally picked up by Sparrow and put it in from six. 12-5. The other end, Braden Miller carries it. Another Knox County turnover. And another low-scoring game. We're going to have a timeout. Timeout with 5:41 to play in the first half. Knox County 12, Canton 5. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
C&R Markets is your best choice for your grocery headquarters, where you always save. Fresh ground pork, only $2.49 a pound. Fresh chicken legs and thighs, only $1.69 a pound. Value pack pork steak, $1.99 a pound. Fresh asparagus, only $1.99 a bunch. And best choice premium ice cream, only $1.98. Check out our Lenten seafood specials with savings on everything that swims. From everyone at C&R Markets, be safe, be blessed, and we hope to see you soon at C&R.
Back at Queen City, Schuyler County R1 High School, Knox County Eagle basketball on KMEM, Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. We come out of the timeout, Canton with the basketball, trailing by 7. As Preston Brewer back into the ball game, he has a right wing beyond 3, picks up his dribble, Burhorse free foot, the free throw line extended, ball fake, got Gillespie in the air, put it up from 12, and it goes down. First two of the night for Dalton Burhorse, and it's 12-7. Knox County with the lead in the basketballs. Gillespie left wing beyond 3. Give it to Schenkel. Jump pass into the corner for Braden Miller. Left it short, but Gillespie with a rebound. Bounce pass Becker, and now Parrish at the free throw line. For Miller into the corner. Schenkel, and he'll try a three-pointer. Skips off the front of the rim. And a hand to Hoeing. Pulls up on the left side. Now to the top of the key. Hand off Brewer. Brewer jam step, now a Hoeing right wing beyond 3, head and shoulder fake, dribble drive, and he'll back it out. Burhorse, three-pointer on the way, got it. And if you're Knox County, you better watch out for Dalton Burhorse heating up from distance. Gillespie, skip pass, Parrish on the right wing, give it to Schenkel. Schenkel, up off, over the side of the rim, goes down. Nelson Schenkel with 3 points, a four-point Knox County lead. As Hoeing ahead to Brewer, still working to get it across the timeline. They do for Hoeing. And he'll take it to the right block, lost a handle on it. Last touch by Hoeing. As Branson Miller back into the ball game, Marble also back into the ball game. Schinkel's going to get a breather, as will Kellen Parrish. So Branson Miller with it, 4 minutes exactly to play in the first half. Now Gillespie, and bad pass is picked up by Branson Miller for Braden Miller. Now Gillespie between the two circles. Get it to Branson Miller, right wing beyond 3 at the high post for Becker. Dribble drive, get Marble off the block, missed the shot. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Knox County. They're getting it to the post, but Eagles, more times than not, have not been able to finish down low. Brewer with it, and his pass stolen away by Becker. Hand off to Braden Miller. Now Gillespie with it between the two circles. Picks up his dribble, looks for movement. Becker on the left wing. Becker dribble drive, take it right at Frazier. Put it up, missed the shot, drew the foul, and Jacob Becker will shoot two. The foul on Kyle Frazier, his first, team's fourth. And Jacob Becker will shoot a pair. Actually, it's the third team foul. Becker looking for his first points of the night. It's the first. Knox County by 5. 3:19 to play in the first half. Becker, free throw up. He got them both. 2 points for Becker. And Eagles by 6. As Burhorse will get it back in the middle of the court. Hoeing, touch pass ahead to Frazier. And now Hoeing with the top of the key, dribbles around the arc, and now back the other way. Brewer along the left baseline, hand off Hoeing. Hoeing. Pushing on. Pushing on Miller. Shot was blocked. It looked clean from here, but then again, I'm up here and they're down there. So the foul's on Becker, his third. And to the free throw line goes Brady Hoeing to shoot a pair, looking for his first points of the night. Free throw up. And missed it. Jingle comes in. Becker's going to sit probably for the rest of the halves. He pleads his case to Nathan Miller. I'm with you, kid. Hoeing, second free throw up. Off too hard off the back iron. Frazier with a rebound. Turn around, put it back up. Missed it. Jingle with a rebound. Outlet to Gillespie. Gillespie bounce pass ahead to Braden Miller. Dribble drive. Put it up and in. 4 points for Braden Miller. 18-10. Knox County, and going to have a turnover. Burhorst airmailed one over Preston Brewer's head. Burhorst pats his chest as Gillespie's going to sit down. And Parrish back into the ball game. But Branson Miller, now Parrish on the left side. Parrish, one dribble, poked away by Burhorst, got back by Parrish. Now Marble, free throw line extended to the top of the key. Braden Miller between the circles. Now Parrish, three-pointer, skips across the rim. Branson with a rebound to the free throw line for Schenkel. His 10-footer won't go, but Parrish with a rebound. Shot wouldn't go down. And finally, Frazier comes out of there with it. He'll outlet to Burhorst, three-pointer on the way. Missed it. Rebound tipped around, taken out of there by Branson Miller. Long pass ahead to Marble. Marble, Burhorst, free throw. Shot goes up, does not fall, but Carter Marble will shoot a pair. The foul is on Burhorst. Or Preston Brewer. No. Scoreboard says Burhorst. As Marble misses the first. Carter Marble with two, looking for three. Free throw up. Got it. 19-10, 2:04 to play in the first half. Knox County with the lead. Canton with the basketball. Winner gets Putnam County for the district marbles tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Hoeing motors across the timeline, and I was going to say Walk got by with it, but no, I think the referees were as shocked as I was. He took about an extra step and a half. They found their whistle. So Miller. This is Branson ahead to Gillespie on the right wing. Back to Branson Miller. He'll take it to the left side. Bounce pass Braden Miller. 10-footer up. Got it. 6 points for Braden Miller. An 11-point Eagle lead. 1:38 to play in the first half. Hoeing across the timeline to Brewer. Right wing beyond three. Brewer puts it on the deck to the top of the key. Hands off to Tyler Frazier. And now a steal by Branson Miller. Miller in the corner, Gillespie, right baseline three, skips across the rim. Schenkel had the rebound, taken away from him by Preston Brewer. Now Burhorst ahead to Tyler Frazier, left block, put it up, missed it. Rebound goes out of bounds, last touched by Nelson Schenkel. So Canton with it under their own basket. 1:06 to play in the first half. Burhorst to trigger. Gets it in the backcourt for Hoeing. Now Burhorst right wing to the top of the key. Three-pointer up. Got it. Dalton Burhorst has 8. 21-13. Parrish between the circles. Braden Miller right wing beyond three. Back to Parrish. And Schenkel wasn't looking. And Parrish threw it to him at the free throw line, and he's bailed out by a foul. The foul's on Hoeing. That's his first, team's fifth. So Parrish will inbound it the far sideline. Get it in Gillespie. Now Schenkel along the left baseline. He'll dribble in back to Gillespie in the corner. Now Parrish, he'll dribble in, finds Schenkel, or no, Nelson Schenkel. Reverse layup up and in. 5 points for Schenkel. 23-13, a 10-point Eagle lead. The other end is Hoeing. He'll dribble to the top of the key. Now the side of the key. And give it up, Burhorst. Turn around from 10. Missed it. But and Schenkel out with the rebound. Then he's going to be, or somebody's going to be fouled. I think that was more of a frustration foul than anything else on Brady Hoeing. That's his second, team sixth. And under 10 seconds to play. Branson Miller into the corner. Nelson Schenkel, three-pointer up. Missed it. In fact, it hits the top of the backboard, so Canton will have 2.1 to get a shot off before the half. Right now, a 10-point Knox County lead. Brewer, Burhorst, he traveled with it. That's the end of the first half with the score. Knox County 23, Canton 13. Back with the halftime in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Are you looking to remodel your home or start a new project? Hi, I'm Janie at Cardwood Lumber. We have a variety of hardwood lumber. We can make any size trim fit your project needs, from floor to ceiling. Here at Cardwood Lumber, you can purchase one board to a semi-load. So stop in today and see what we sell, or check us out at CardwoodLumberInc.com. That's Cardwood Lumber, 8 miles south of Edina on Highway 15.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank who can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities, from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back. Schuyler County R1 High School in Queen City. Class 2 District 6 Boys Basketball Tournament. Knox County Eagle Basketball on KMEM. Glad to have you along tonight. I'm Andy Middleton. We're at halftime, and Knox County has built a 10-point lead. They led 10-3 after one and outscored Canton 13-10 in the second to lead 23-13 at the half. Canton led in scoring by Dalton Burhorst, 8 points, and that's been about it. They got two from Zach Sparrow, two from Preston Brewer, and 1 point from Kyle Frazier. Knox County led in scoring by Braden Miller, 6. 5 points from Nelson Schenkel, 3 from Carter Marble, 4 points from Branson Miller, 3 from Kellen Parrish, and 2 from Jacob Beckner. So a little more balanced scoring for Knox County in the first half. 23-13, Class 2 District 6 semifinals, and I'll be back with more halftime in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile. COVID-19, the flu, whooping cough, measles, mumps, chicken pox, Knox County, Missouri, one thing will always remain the same. We at Knox County Health Department are here, serving you and yours. Give us a call at 660-397-3396 and find out about our immunization clinics, low-cost lab draw options, home visiting programs, and so much more. We're now located at 102 West Monticello in Edina, Missouri, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Clear skies and quiet tonight with a low of 13. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 41. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 23. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the upper 40s to the mid 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 21.
Welcome back to Queen City, Missouri. Schuyler County R1 High School Class 2 District 6 Basketball Tournament. Boys semifinals tonight in the first game, first semifinal of the evening. Putnam County 21-2 and ranked third by Max Preps, I believe, in the state of Missouri. Took number 5 seed Princeton out back of the woodshed. A 70-34 dismantling of the Princeton Tigers. Putnam County jumped out 18-6 after one and never looked back. They outscored Princeton 27-7 in the second and cruised into halftime a 45-13 lead. Putnam County outscored Princeton 15-13 in the third, led 60-26 after three, and we played the fourth quarter under the mercy rule, continuous clock. Putnam County still outscored Princeton 10-8. And won at 70-34. Princeton ends their season 10-17. They were led by Talon Holtz, 10, and Mason Morris with 12. Jaden Wyatt led the all scorers with 14. Landon Wood had 13. Owen Ream with 12. And a good supporting cast. Lance Ballard chipped in 9. Zach Hyden went with 8. 6 points from Trace Riediger. 2 from Jason Pribble. A point from Hunter Grable. And 2 from Gage Pearson. Putnam County 21-2. They await the winner of this game in the district championship tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Knox County leads by 10, 23-13 at the half. I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service. Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Happy new tax year. The tax code grew more complicated than ever before in 2021. I'm Bobby D. Clark, certified public accountant, and I'd love the opportunity to help you make sense of those tax law changes. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 or stop by my new office located 2 blocks west of the four-way stop on West Lafayette Street in Edina. You can also find me on Facebook or at bobbyclark.com.
The weather is changing, and most all appetites agree great food is close by at the Blue Room in Edina. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. This winter, warm up with the Blue Room's daily lunch special Monday through Friday. Dine in or call for takeout, 660-397-2550. Year-round, we're your friendly hometown bar and grill restaurant. Food and fun for you, your family and friends, and proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles. It's the Blue Room in Edina, Missouri.
Welcome back. Skyler County Owen High School in Queen City. Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. Boys semifinal night. As we are just about set for the third quarter of this one. Number 2 seed Knox County, number 6 seed Canton. And right now, as when we start the third quarter, Knox County with a 23-13 lead over Canton. Coming up tomorrow, it's the district title game starting at noon. That's when the girls tip off. Top-seeded Scotland County and number 2 seed Schuyler County. Should be a battle. They've played twice this year, and both games Scotland County has won, but both games, in fact, Schuyler County, I think, have lost three games, and two of those were to Scotland County. But should be an epic battle of the ages tomorrow starting at noon. Dad will be on hand. And then Putnam County, the Midgets, await the winner of this game for the boys' title matchup at 2 o'clock tomorrow. So there you have it, and KMEM will be here for both of those. In fact, we know already we're going to be doing at least one sectional game next Wednesday night in Hannibal. Because Schuyler Scotland girls, one of those teams is going to win and move on. And with any luck, we get Knox County in the game against Putnam County tomorrow, and we'll know for sure that we'll have two games to do at Hannibal next Wednesday night. So Canton had the ball. And a foul of on Preston Brewer. A push off, and his second and team's first, just like that. It's Knox County with it. Between the circles, Branson Miller, Tanner Gillespie on the right wing, over to Braden Miller, poked away from him, now loose on the floor, and Hoeing now taken away by Branson. He'll dribble in, and alley-oop one to Becker. And he put it up off glass and in. 4 points for Jacob Becker, a 12-point Eagle lead. As Brewer, give and go to Hoeing, spin dribble in the paint, bounce pass, Sparrow, lay it up from the left side. 4 points for Zach Sparrow. Braden Miller across the timeline for Branson between the circles, back to Braden. He'll get it, tried to get it to Schenkel on the baseline, stolen away by Preston Brewer. And now Hoeing with it, or Burhorst with it, right wing, guarded by Gillespie. Bounce pass on the block, Brazier turn around over Becker off glass and in. Kyle Frazier with 3 points. 25-17. Miller for Becker at the free throw line. Lob it for Schenkel up off glass. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Put it back up. Missed it. Becker had the rebound. Taken away by Frazier. For Burhorst. Ahead to Sparrow. And Sparrow falls down. Curly Neal the dribble. Then lost the handle on it. Branson Miller ahead to Braden. Layup up and in. 8 points for Braden Miller. A 10-point Eagle lead. Long pass ahead to Brewer. And now Hoeing at the free throw line. Up top for Sparrow. Brewer. Brewer, one dribble. Tried to force one in to Frazier. Poked away. Got it back to Brewer. And then back to Frazier. Lays it up and in. 5 points for Kyle Frazier. Branson Miller to Braden Miller. Now left wing for Gillespie. His pass stolen away by Burhorst. Long pass ahead to Hoeing. And he's going to have to wait on his teammates. Back out to Burhorst. Skip pass stolen away by Schenkel. To Branson Miller. To Schenkel. Right corner. Back to Gillespie in the backcourt. Now right wing between his legs dribble. And Braden Miller. Now Gillespie. Dribble drive. Give it up Schenkel. To Becker from the free throw line. Rims out. And Burhorst out with a rebound. And Burhorst, pass got away from Sparrow, ran down by Sparrow, back to Burhorst, floater, off glass and got it. 10 points for Burhorst, and it's a 6-point Knox County lead with the basketball. Braden Miller to the left wing. Looks for help, has Gillespie in the backcourt. Gillespie, dribble drives, going to take it right at the bigs, and whistle on a foul. I think they're going to get Preston Brewer. Nope, they got Brady Hoeing. That's his third. To the free throw line goes Tanner Gillespie, looking for his first points of the ball game. Got it. As Branton Miller sits down, Kellen Parrish back into the ball game, and Tanner Gillespie, second free throw on the way. He got them both. 2 points for Tanner Gillespie. 29-21, under 5 to play in the third. Burhorse works against full court pressure and stolen away by Kellen Parrish. To Becker, reverse layup won't go down, but he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. The foul, and the foul was on Hoeing, and he has four with under 5 to play. So quickly off the bench is Biggerstaff. First free throw by Becker. Misses. Four looking for five. Free throw up. Got it. 5 points for Becker. 30-21, a 9-point Eagle lead. Sparrow, Burhorse, across the timeline for Biggerstaff to the left wing, to the left corner, dribble drive the baseline, out of control, get it out to Brewer, three-pointer on the way, bullseye! Preston Brewer with four. And it's Braden Miller ahead to Parrish on the right wing. Bounce pass into the corner for Becker, dribble drive, got bumped, but get it to Gillespie, missed the shot, Becker tipped the rebound, but taken out of there by Burhorse. Long pass ahead to Brewer, right wing beyond three. Now he'll take it to the top of the key between the circles for Sparrow. Sparrow dribbles on the right side. In the paint for Frazier, turnaround off glass, no good. And Schenkel had the rebound, lost it, ran down by Becker. Ahead to Parrish. And now Becker, and taken away, just absolutely had his pocket pick, now loose on the floor. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Becker, and that's his fourth. And immediately sits down. Carter Marble comes into the ball game. Also, Braden Miller sits down. And Branson Miller comes back in. So four fouls on Jacob Becker. And pass almost stolen away from Sparrow. Ahead to Biggerstaff. Now, Preston Brewer, baseline three from the left side, won't go down. And Branson Miller out with a rebound. Ahead to Gillespie, bounce pass back to Miller. Top of the key, tried to force one to Marble. Quick hands by Burhorse, but ball loose on the floor. And now Gillespie's pass stolen away by Sparrow. Reverse layup rejected by Schenkel. Parrish the other way. Into the corner, Miller. Now Gillespie in the paint. Hook shot up and in. 4 points for Gillespie. An 8-point Eagle lead. The other end is Brewer. Now Sparrow in the backcourt between the two circles. Wing for Biggerstaff. Biggerstaff on the right side gets it in Frazier, and he's going to be fouled by Nelson Schenkel on the reach. Second on Schenkel, and should be second team foul on the Eagles. It'll be Canton ball out under their own basket. Burhorse inbound, Biggerstaff, Sparrow, Frazier, turn around, put it up, got it. 7 points for Kyle Frazier, 32-26. Ahead to Parrish. And now ball fake, Branson Miller, back to Parrish, right wing beyond three. Marble at the free throw line, give it to Gillespie between the circles. Miller, left wing beyond three, ball fake, and now Gillespie between the two circles. Swing it around to Parrish on the right side. Parrish with a dribble. Still with a dribble. And he's going to get to the free throw line. No-look pass. Marble from the free throw line. Missed the shot. And it's going to be a foul over the back, I think, on Sparrow. It is. Zach Sparrow, his first, team's fourth. And Parrish will inbound it under his own basket. Get it in Gillespie at the block. One dribble. Shot block. Got it back. went up strong, blocked again. Burhorse out with a long pass ahead to Biggerstaff, and he walked with it. Knox County gets it back under two to play, leading by six. Branson Miller will jog it to the timeline. Now Gillespie left wing beyond three. Gillespie dribble drive top of the key. Now Parrish on the right wing. Get it in the corner for Miller. He'll bring it back to the right wing. Between the circles for Gillespie. Back to Miller. Now he'll dribble to the free throw line. Poked away. Picked up by, got it to Marble. And now Gillespie in the corner. Dribble drive in. Marble top of the key for Miller on the right wing. And pass poked away. Picked up by Marble. And now they're going to call a foul. Another foul on Sparrow. That's his second, 16 foul. And Knox County's ball on the far sidelines. Parrish looks for somebody. Get it into Gillespie. And now Branson Miller, left wing beyond three. Deep three-pointer on the way. Airballed it. Out of bounds. Back to Canton with 1:20 to play in the third quarter. 32-26. Knox County with a lead, Canton with a basketball. Burhorse inbounds it for Sparrow. Braden Miller gets it to check back in. Burhorse cross timeline to Sparrow. Sparrow kick it over to Brewer, three-pointer on the way, left it short, and Marble with a rebound. Looks for an outlet, finds Branson Miller. Miller across the timeline for Parrish on the left side. Parrish, one dribble at the free throw line for Marble. He'll get it over to Branson Miller on the right wing between the circles for Gillespie. Swinging around Parrish. He'll try a three-pointer. Rims out, and Brewer had the rebound. Now he corrals it. Outlet to Burhorse. Under a minute to play in the third. Burhorse up top for Sparrow. Went in a little out of control. Got it to Biggerstaff. And now poked away from him by Gillespie. Picked up by Biggerstaff. Now Burhorse, top of the key three, goes down. 13 points for Dalton Burhorse, and it's a three-point ball game with 21 seconds. Knox County with a lead in the basketball. Parrish, now Miller. This is Branson. He'll dribble to the right side, picks up his dribble, looking for anybody. His pass poked away by Biggerstaff, ran down by Gillespie, and I think Zach Sparrow just picked up foul number three. Braden Miller comes in. Carter Marble comes out. And that is three fouls on Zach Sparrow. 6.9. They get it into Parrish. Parrish to Braden Miller. Three-pointer on the way. Bingo! And that's the end of the third quarter with a score. Knox County 35. Canton 29. Back with a fourth in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
C&R Markets is your best choice for your grocery headquarters where you always save. Fresh ground pork, only $2.49 a pound. Fresh chicken legs and thighs, only $1.69 a pound. Value pack pork steak, $1.99 a pound. Fresh asparagus, only $1.99 a bunch. And best choice premium ice cream, only $1.98. Check out our Lenten seafood specials with savings on everything that swims. From everyone at C&R Markets, be safe, be blessed, and we hope to see you soon at C&R.
Are you looking to remodel your home or start a new project? Hi, I'm Janie at Cardwood Lumber. We have a variety of hardwood lumber. We can make any size trim fits your project needs, from floor to ceiling. Here at Cardwood Lumber, you can purchase one board to a semi-load. So stop in today and see what we sell, or check us out at CardwoodLumberInc.com. That's Cardwood Lumber, 8 miles south of Edina on Highway 15.
Back at Schuyler County R1 High School in Queen City, Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament, boys semifinals. Knox County Eagle basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. As Canton put a little run on, and Braden Miller at the buzzer hit a huge three-pointer to make it put it back to a six-point Knox County lead. 11 points for Braden Miller. So Knox County gets the ball to start the fourth. Braden Miller with it. Guarded by Sparrow. Braden. And now Branson with it, back in the ball game. Back to Braden on the right side. Now they get it, the block for Parrish. Parrish, one dribble back to Braden, over to Branson. Bounce pass, tried to force one in to Gillespie, stolen away by Burhorse, and now stolen back away by Gillespie and then stolen by Sparrow. Now Brewer with it on the left wing. Get pass for Sparrow. A little flip to Burhorse. Missed the shot, but Frazier there for the rebound. He put it back up and in. Knox County by four with the basketball. As Parrish and now Branson Miller to Braden Miller on the right wing. Braden in the backcourt. Bounce pass Parrish and now bounce pass to Branson. Now Parrish, now Gillespie, baseline three-pointer. Skips across the rim. Taken out of there by Biggerstaff. He thought he would run and then thought better of it. Waits for his teammates. Preston Miller, Sparrow. In the paint for Frazier. Finger roll up and in. And we've got a ball game. It's a two-point Knox County lead with a basketball. As Parrish. And now Branson Miller to the top of the key. Parrish will drive the baseline. And shot blocked by Burhorse. Canton the other way. A chance to tie or take the lead. And a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on Braden, I think. Nope. It's going to be called on Tanner Gillespie. His first. Team's third, and timeout on the floor. 6:23 to play in the ball game. Knox County 35, Canton 33. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Schuyler County R1 Class 2 District 6 Basketball Tournament Boys Semifinal. And right now, Knox County clinging to a two-point lead. Canton with a basketball. Sparrow left blah, or left corner. Biggerstaff on the left wing. He'll hand off to Burhorst. Head and shoulder fake at the free throw line. Stolen away. Nope. He gets bailed out. They're going to call a foul on Braden Miller. His first, team's fourth. So Canton with it out of bounds on the far sideline. They get it in for Zach Sparrow. Zach between the two circles. Works against Parrish and now kick it over to Biggerstaff. Left wing beyond three. Hand off Burhorse. Now get it to Sparrow on the left side. He'll bring it to the top of the key. Flipped a little bit and picked up his dribble. Looks for help. Has Burhorse. Burhorse drives the paint. Puts it up and in. Floater in the lane. Dalton Burhorse. With 15, and we're tied at 35. The other end is Parrish between the two circles. For Becker back in the game, he's playing with four fouls. And now Branson Miller, lob it for Becker, and he got the ball, came down with it, went back up strong, and put it down. 7 points for Becker, and it's a two-point Eagle lead. And now a steal by Schenkel. Eagles with numbers. Schenkel. Schenkel took it to the block on the right side, up and in. 7 points for Schenkel. And now Biggerstaff. Get it to Sparrow, back to Biggerstaff across the timeline. And now Canton wants a timeout with 5:04 to play in the ball game. 39-35 Knox County, back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Welcome back to Schuyler County R1, Class 2 District 6 tournament, and the second boys semifinal of the night. Winner gets Putnam County at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Loser gets ready for baseball and track. Right now, it's been a dandy. Knox County had a 12-point lead at one time in the first half. But, man, Canton came roaring right back. In fact, they led by 10 at halftime. Canton has come roaring right back here in the second half. They're making it a ball game. Right now, a 4-point Knox County lead. But Canton with the basketball. As Hoeing back in the ball game, gets it in for Sparrow. Sparrow guarded by Branson, and Lossay was poked away. He got it back, then lost the handle on it. It's over and back. So Parrish to inbound it. Branson Miller back to Parrish on the right side. Now right wing. High post for Becker. Back to Parrish in the corner. Braden Miller. Baseline three. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 14 points for Braden Miller. 42-35. Back to an 7-point lead. I saw as soon as I said 8, no, that's not right. A 7-point Eagle lead. Sparrow hands off Burhorse. He'll try a deep three-pointer off the front of the rim. Schinkel with a rebound. Outlet to Miller. This is Branson. Branson will be met by Sparrow at the timeline. Motors to the right wing. Picks his dribble up. Has Becker at the free throw line. Tried to dump it down to Schinkel. Batted right back at Becker. Now Parrish. Now Branson. Now Braden. Back to Parrish at the left wing. He'll dribble in. And Braden Miller. Dribble drive. Reverse layup up and in. 16 points for Braden Miller. A 9-point Eagle lead. The other end, easy layup. No, he missed the pup. Did Hoeing. Frazier had the rebound. Couldn't get the shot to go down. Now it's Miller at the other end. The block. Give it to Becker. Hook shot up off glass. Wouldn't go. Frazier with the rebound. Outlet to Brewer. Canton the other way. Canton tied it up just a minute ago. And Eagles have managed to stretch the lead to 9. Deep three-pointer by Hoeing. No good. High for the rebound is Nelson Schinkel. Outlet to Bronson Miller ahead to Parrish on the left side. One dribble. Now Bronson in the backcourt. He'll get it to Braden in the corner. Braden will try another corner three. Missed it. But Becker with a rebound. Put it up and in. Hoop in the arm. 9 points for Jacob Becker. He'll try for three the hard way. As Gillespie gets set to come back in the ball game. We were tied moments ago, and suddenly it's an 11-point Eagle lead. So Gillespie comes in. Braden Miller sits down. And Becker with the and one has 10. And a 12-point Eagle lead, 3:02 to play in the ball game. Burhorse and Sparrow back to Burhorse. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Burhorse. We'll get it across the timeline for Hoeing, and they're going to call a charge on Burhorse. As Branson Miller took it like a man, he's going to sit down. And Braden Miller is going to come in. And now we're going to have timeout on the floor. Timeout with 2:52 to play in the ball game. Eagles by 12, back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Welcome back, Skyler County R1. in Queen City. Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament, boys semifinal, Knox County Eagle basketball on KMEM. We come out of the timeout, Knox County with it, and they just call a foul on Hoeing, and Brady Hoeing just fouled out of the ball game. In what could be his last game as a Canton Tiger. Gets a hand from the fans. And Hoeing fouls out, no points scored. And it's going to send Miller, this is Braden Miller, to the free throw line for the one and. And he hits the first, 17 points for Braden Miller. 48-35, 2:50 to play in the ball game. Miller, free throw up, got them both. 18 points for Braden Miller. So, bigger staff came in for Canton. He has the left wing beyond three. Lob it in for Frazier. Shot blocked by Schenkel, but they're going to call, say he got some wrist. Nelson Schenkel, that's three, and it's going to send Kyle Frazier to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Frazier has 11, and still 11 off the side of the rim. Frazier, free throw up, missed them both, but Preston Brewer with a rebound. Brewer goes back up strong, got it. 6 points for Preston Brewer. A 12-point Eagle lead. Parrish will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass, Braden Miller, poked away, picked up by Biggerstaff. And now Brewer, deep three-pointer from Burhorse, got it. Canton is not going to go away. It's a 9-point game. All kinds of time to play. Parrish lost a handle on it. Out of bounds. Back to Canton. Kellen Parrish is arguing with the referee as Branson Miller, he's going to come out. And he's upset. Coach Miller trying to calm him down. You don't want to start getting technicals for sure. As Biggerstaff dribble driving to the baseline, guarded by Bronson Miller, picks up his dribble. Now loose ball, ran down by Burhorse. Burhorse, the free throw line out to Biggerstaff on the left wing to the free throw line. Now Brewer to the top of the key. Out to Sparrow, give it up Burhorse. Left wing three, pinballs out, and rebound taken out of there by Frazier, and somehow he gets it to go down. He was a foot under the basket. With that wingspan, he got it to go down from the left side. 49-42, dribble drive, Bronson Miller layup off glass and in. 6 points for Bronson Miller. 51-42, long pass ahead to Sparrow. And he hit a Frazier turnaround, put it off glass too hard. And rebound loose on the ground and picked up, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Knox County. Stays with Canton with 107 to play. A 9-point Eagle lead. And the way Canton can shoot threes, there's a lot of time left in this game. Burhorse, right wing three, missed it, airballed it. Saved in bounds by Biggerstaff to Brewer. Brewer dribble drive, put it up, missed the shot, drew the foul. And Becker can't believe it was on him. The referee explaining to him why he called the foul on him. And Jacob Becker just fouled out of the ball game with 10 points. Jacob Becker, a senior. Hope he's not playing his last game. And now he's explaining the situation to Nathan Miller. Doesn't matter, you are still watching the last 56 seconds from the bench. Preston Brewer will shoot two free throws. First one up, got it. 7 points for Preston. And it's 51-43. Brewer. Free throw up. Got it. Friendly roll. He has eight. Now timeout on the floor. Timeout Canton with 56.2 to play. It's Knox County 51, Canton 44. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
COVID-19, the flu, whooping cough, measles, mumps, chicken pox. Knox County, Missouri, one thing will always remain the same. We at Knox County Health Department are here, serving you and yours. Give us a call at 660-397-3396 and find out about our immunization clinics, low-cost lab draw options, home visiting programs, and so much more. We're now located at 102 West Monticello in Edina, Missouri, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Welcome back to Schuyler County Owen High School in Queen City, Class 2 District 6 Basketball Tournament, boys semifinal. Knox County basketball, Eagle basketball and sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. Eagles will have full court man-to-man to deal with. They get it into Braden Miller, guarded by Biggerstaff. Braden guarded by Biggerstaff. He'll motor ahead, and he's going to get fouled on the reach by Burhors. And now, well, they've been in the bonus, so all Knox County has to do is hit the free throws. Third foul on Burhors. Nope, they called, and Braden does hit his first. 19 points for Braden Miller. They called that foul on Biggerstaff. That's his first. Team's 10th, so it's double bonus for the last 48.9 for Knox County. Free throw up, pinball's out, Burhors with the rebound. And an 8-point Knox County lead. Burhors will get it to Sparrow, floater up and in. Zach Sparrow has six. 52-46, they foul Branson Miller with 33.3 to play. The foul I have not put it up yet, but Branson Miller will shoot a pair. Free throw up. And what? Okay, they're saying Schinkel got in the lane before or too soon, so they waved off the made free throw, but Miller makes the second. He's got 20. So they made them both, but the first one did not evidently count. As Cam takes another timeout. 33.3 to play. It's Knox County 53, Canton 46. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service. Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the farm shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the farm shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Back at Schuyler County R1, as we have 33.3 to go in this boys' semifinal, district semifinal. Canton with the basketball, trailing by seven. They get it in Frazier. Frazier lost the handle, put up over Schinkel, blocked by Schinkel, got it back by Frazier, put it up and in. And immediately Canton calls timeout. 53-48, a 5-point ball game. And, Dave, I'm going to keep it here. 20.6 to go. And how big is that waved off free throw now? Had that counted, it's a 6-point game. I mean, it's two possession, but you got to make two, got to have 2 3-pointers. As it stands now, you need a 3 and a 2. Of course, they're going to have to foul. If I'm Knox County, I'm getting in Braden Miller's hands. But they're going to have man-to-man, full-court pressure. As it is Parrish to inbound it. Get it in to Branson Miller. And Branson just goes by everybody. Still with a dribble. Finally, they foul him after they let 6 seconds run off the clock. Wow. And it was Biggerstaff, but they he just kind of ran by everybody, but 6 seconds ran off the clock. Miller free throw up, missed it. Double bonus, so he'll get another one. Branson with 6, looking for 7. Free throw up. Missed them both. And off of the rebound, here comes Burhorst. And he'll put up a 3. Right side, missed it. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Canton. And that should do it. We walk the other way. Biggerstaff picks up his 3rd, and so Kellen Parrish will step to the free throw line. He's got 3, looking for 4 and 5. Free throw up. Got it. Huge free throw. That pushes it back to a 6-point Knox County lead. A free throw here would make it a 3-possession ball game with 6.6 to go. Free throw up. He got them both. 5 points for Kellen Parrish. Biggerstaff. And tried to find Preston Brewer and threw it away. And so that's going to do it. 2.6 to go. A hard-fought ball game. Tip of the cap to Canton. They came to play in this tournament. An overtime win over Schuyler County on Tuesday. And they left her all out on the floor here tonight against number 2 seed Knox County. 55-48. Is your final, and I'll be back to wrap this one up and this evening up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The Van Buren County Register, based in Keosauqua, Iowa, is the largest weekly newspaper in southeast Iowa and covers scenic Van Buren County. Check them out for local features, public notices, school information, the sheriff's report, court news, and specials at your local grocery stores. They also do lamination and take passport photos. Call 319-293-3197 for more information or check them out on Facebook page. That's the Van Buren County Register in Keosauqua, Iowa.
When you try to do too many things at once, you're likely not to do any of them well. At Wiffles Hybrids, they're completely focused on talent developing, producing, and marketing the very best seed corn on the planet. It's an act they've been polishing for over 70 years right here in the heart of the Corn Belt. Wiffles Hybrids, one thing done right. For more information, contact Buford Seed Solutions at 660-341-5305 or visit wiffles.com.
Hindsight really is 20/20. If I had a dollar for everyone who said they should have went to SEC instead of the Big U, I'd be on a beach right now and not talking to you. That's because you don't realize how painful 15 years of student loans are until you have to repay them, and how some of the best jobs out there don't need a 4-year degree. It's your decision, so you owe it to yourself to check out SEC before you choose a college and see if we're right for you. Southeastern Community College. You don't have to go far to go far. Visit sceciowa.edu.
Welcome back. Schuyler County R1 High School in Queen City, Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. And it is all set. The big championship day tomorrow is all set as Knox County holds on, the number 2 seed. They hold on just barely, keep Canton at bay, a 55-48 win for the Eagles. They improved to 15-10. They move on to play Putnam County tomorrow at 2 o'clock for the district title. Canton ends their season at 8-17. It looks like Knox County was going to cruise after the first. I mean, it was a slow start for both teams, but the Eagles led 10-3 after one. They outscored Canton 13-10 in the second, led by 10 at the half, 23-13. But then something funny happened. Nobody told Canton they were supposed to lay down, and they came roaring out in the second half, outscoring Knox County 16-12 in the third. It was 35-29 after three. In fact, at one point in the fourth, Canton tied the score, and then Knox County went on a 9-0 or 11-0 run, something like that. But they outscore. They led by six after three. Knox County outscored Canton 20-19 in the fourth. They hang on and win at 55-48. Knox County improved to 15-10. Canton ends their season 8-17. Canton led in scoring. He didn't lead all scores. Dalton Burhorse with 18. Kyle Frazier had 16. They got eight from Preston Brewer and six from Zach Sparrow. Only four players scored tonight for Canton. Braden Miller led everybody, led all scorers with 20. Jacob Becker had 10 to finish in double figures. Kellen Parrish had five on the night. Branson Miller with six. Carter Marble had three. 4 points for Tanner Gillespie. And the big guy, Nelson Schinkel, into the night with 7 points. The first game of the night was a Putnam County lapper as they, no problem with Princeton, 70-34, the final score. Putnam County jumped out 18-6 and never looked back. As they outscore, really this game was over after the in the first half. They outscored Princeton 27-7 in the second, led 45-13 at the half. They outscored Princeton 15-13 in the third. It was 60-26 after three, and outscored Princeton 10-8 in the fourth. The win at 70-34. Putnam County 21-2. Princeton season comes to an end at 10-17. Princeton led by Mason Morris is 12. Talon Holtz 10. Jacob Wyatt led all scorers with 14. Owen Ream with 12. 13 points from Landon Wood. So Putnam County. Now let's start with the girls. Tomorrow at noon, Class 2 District 6 Girls Championship game, 1-2, and both ranked ranked in the top 10 in the state in Class 2A, Scotland County and Schuyler County girls for the district marbles. That tips off at noon, and then that will be followed by Putnam County, also ranked in the top 10 in 2A, and top seeded taking on 2-seed Knox County for the district marbles. Dad will be here to bring you all of it. And you know what this means? With Knox County getting in, we will for sure be over in Hannibal next Wednesday night for the state sectionals because of the four teams. There are teams that are playing, and so somebody's got to win. So it's going to be two of our teams going to Hannibal in sectionals next Wednesday night. So there you have it. I think I'm out of here, Dave. For producer Dave Bowden, I'm Andy Middleton. Thanks for listening. I think probably this was my last game of the season, so I might see you on the baseball field somewhere this spring. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. This is KMEM Sports.
Thank you, Andy. Great job. And we continue our night of basketball here. Actually, we end our night of basketball here with Knox County, and it's been brought to you by these fine Knox County sponsors. They include the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahoka, Cardwell Lumber Company south of Edina, the Citizens Bank of Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahoka, Lancaster, and Memphis, Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Health Department Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services, and the Farm Shop in Edina.